Hello, everyone. Tracy here, your resident business rebel, and you're listening to Digital Business Your Way podcast, the show that lets true stories and insider secrets of online entrepreneur life unfold. Our business world is growing, and as an online business coach and digital product creator, I believe you didn't become an entrepreneur to grin and bear your way through business. So I'll be your guide as we drop in on coaching calls, have intimate sit-downs with online personalities you love, and discuss ideas, opportunities, and strategies circulating our online world. So pop in your earbuds, tap follow, and join me as I demystify this thing called business. Hello, hello. Welcome back. And, you know, today we're going to talk about what a lot of people are calling a trust recession, right? While others are saying selling is just harder now, especially with all the shit that's going on, you know, in the world and locally, and seems to be touching every part of our lives, right? I don't think either of those are wrong necessarily between a trust recession and selling and marketing feeling hard, but I do say it's incomplete, right? Because marketing and selling hasn't gotten harder because tactics have stopped working or because it's louder. It's gotten harder because the relationship between buyers and sellers has shifted. And most people are still trying to solve that with traditional strategies, right? But buyers aren't confused. They're experienced. Sellers and marketers, I mean, you're not lazy or unethical. It's just operating under a different pressure than what we were even a few years ago. And when those two realities meet without any sort of like, you know, acknowledgement, selling and marketing starts to feel tense instead of collaborative or fun or exciting, right? Because there's all that unspoken garbage between us. And when that relational shift, when it's not accounted for, there's really no amount of strategy that can fix the friction. So today, we're going to look at what's happening between buyers and sellers and how seeing this clearly, it will change how you market and how you sell. So you can notice that clearly, right? So the actions that you take moving forward are going to match your intent instead of accidentally copying approaches that no longer fit the moment we're in. And so, you know, there's not any of that panic and like Chicken Little, the sky is falling kind of feeling that comes whenever we don't understand a dynamic, but we fall into that, you know, default behavior, right? When we borrow urgency that doesn't match the values or reuse messaging that made sense a few years ago, but now not so much. And in applying systems that are built for a different level of awareness. So we can stop like wondering why things are feeling off. And instead, let's make that invisible tension visible. All right. So you can choose how you want to respond and how you want to behave and act as a buyer and as a seller and marketer. Let's start with buyers. So not as a category, of course, but as the humans. You know, we always go human first here. So we're going to have context and, you know, that history and that wariness that we're all going through. Because it's not the same buyer from a decade ago. I think we all know that. But it's not even from a couple years ago, and not in a small way either, but fundamentally different. As the world has shifted dramatically in how people experience information, technology, risk, right? We're looking longer before buying. We're comparing options. We're consuming more free content. Even though the swing was like, quit giving all this stuff for free. It's like, well, actually, no, people have this longer runway. They need the freer content, right? And demanding trust before they part with attention or money. Recent research is even following this idea about digital consumer trends. Yeah. And showing that trust and transparency are now among the top drivers of consumer decisions last year in 2025. So even ahead of traditional factors like brand recognition, price, you know, a coolness factor, all those things that we think of as traditional drivers, it's now transparency and trust. And one report in 2025, it had as many as 60% of consumers say that trust and transparency are the most important trait a brand can have when making a purchasing choice. You know, so obviously people aren't buying faster. They're buying more intentionally, right? And it's not in just, you know, what people are saying to, I don't know, look impressive on an anonymous survey. It's also how they're behaving. His research is also showing that in the context of like e-com shopping today, it's a deeply deliberate process. In the UK, nearly 80% of consumers are researching products and brands like extensively online before making a purchase. And the majority are navigating the digital world with like a more conscientious, more cautious, information-rich way than ever before, right? And that's e-com. So if they're doing that, you know, for shirts or laundry liquid, then what's happening with business advice and information and, you know, healing and all the things that we do on our side of the digital space? When buyers are hesitating in your launch, in your DMs, in your sales page, it's not because they don't want to decide. It's because they're doing what humans do when the stakes feel real and alternatives are visible. We gather information, we gather evidence, we compare, we scan for risk, even if, you know, we're not labeling it as it, that's what we're doing. And we wait until the internal cues are like, yeah, okay, this is safe, right? Those excitements, those gut feelings that are actually like lasting time. That's buyer sophistication in action. That's that discernment. And we felt it. We've bought fewer impulse things, not just because of economic uncertainty and inflation, but also because we've encountered too many misleading ads and low-value courses that, I mean, they left a bad taste, right? We've heard people preach to just raise the price of what you have, that we side-eye every single thing that we see now, wondering if we'll think it's really worth what it's costing now, right? It's not laziness. That's data in action. It's our nervous system saying, if I'm going to spend my time, my money, my energy, I want to feel secure in this choice. Yeah? You know, buyers aren't just evaluating offers. They're evaluating offer clarity and offer trustworthiness and your authenticity. And even the emotional residue of, you know, past interactions that they've had online, right? That's that comparison. And it's not because they're suspicious or judgmental of you as a human, but because they internally remember the hurt and the disappointment, right? That letdown. And they're being protective. Because when our nervous system, when our mental capacity, when all of it, when it's learned caution, the decision isn't about blaming of others. It's about safety for self, right? That's why I say it's not personal against you. It's about all the things that they have going on and looking through that lens at what it is that you're bringing, right? Because when someone's been disappointed before, the question isn't, is this seller as a human good or bad? It's, can I trust myself to make a better decision this time, to not get taken advantage of, to not be disappointed, right? That's a very different landscape than, you know, giving more information, send out another FAQ email. It lines up with how consumer behavior is evolving more broadly too, right? We feel it, we label it, but we also see it all over the interwebs because trust isn't optional. In today's environment, a significant portion of people abandon carts and stop buying if trust feels shaky or unclear. And recent data shows that 40% of consumers have stopped buying from companies because of trust issues. Just the trust issue part. And almost 1 in 5 abandon purchases due to security or trust concerns. I mean, that's everything from, you know, having the other like messages that is being pulsed out about your offer and about your business. Trust is not a fuzzy concept anymore. It's an economic signal. It's why hesitation looks like resistance, you know, like why you can read it as resistance sometimes. But in reality, it's the buyer saying, help me feel safe, seen, and sure before I hand over my decision. Not because they're closed, because they've been burned and misled before. Not because anybody's lazy, but because they've learned the cost of acting too fast. You know, and it's not because they don't want the value. It's because they expect alignment between what's promised and what's delivered, right? That's a discerning modern buyer. And this changes everything about how we understand the friction. Because friction, it's not stubbornness. It's not lack of attention, but it is risk management. Okay, so let's talk about the other side of this. Because buyers don't show up empty-handed, and neither do the sellers and the marketers, right? We're not the neutral actors in this equation. We bring our own content, our own pressure, our own nervous system situations into every sales interaction and every marketing message that goes out, whether we're aware of it or not. And over the last couple of years, the context has gotten just heavier. You know, I think that's a good word for it, just heavier. Because revenue goals, they're not disappearing just because the market has shifted, right? And expenses definitely have not gone down. Even as much as we are, you know, combining tech and getting rid of certain things, it's not gone down. And, you know, time hasn't suddenly become more abundant on an overall area, right? You know, maybe in yourself, you've been able to figure that out, but not cascading. So for a lot of business owners, selling, it stopped being about growth and it started being about stability, or in a lot of cases, just survival, you know, and that pressure, it shows up, it seeps out of us. It shows up in how urgently we need something to work and how attached we become to outcomes and the language we borrow without really checking whether it matches our intent. And that's where, you know, that misalignment really clicks in. Because when sellers are under pressure, well, we tend to go into default, right? We reach for strategies that, you know, somebody is saying is working, or someone who we see as an authority and we're like, okay, they've got to know what's going on. So let's do what they're doing. You know, copying the language because it did convert, or hey, it just worked on me, let's try it, right? We adopt urgency that isn't actually true for us, but feels necessary in order to keep momentum going, or because we're afraid of losing the attention, right? And I don't believe that you're doing this, you know, unethically, like intentionally. It's just that human panic, really, right? And this is the point of today, that when a seller pressure meets a buyer's discernment, well, I mean, the friction's inevitable, right? If one's saying, slow down, I have to build my trust first, and the other one is like, do it now or everything's going to fall apart, well, that causes a problem, right? And it's not because either side is wrong. It's because the needs underneath aren't aligned, yeah? Because buyers are asking, is this safe? Can I trust this? Does this actually fit my life right now? And sellers have all this unconscious stuff going on, like, or sometimes very much spoken too. Will this work this time? Will I hit the number? Can I afford for this to not sell? It's not a moral failing. It's just two nervous systems trying to protect something important, right? And they just happen to be at odds. Because when we don't acknowledge this reality, well, selling becomes that natural tug of war. Pressure tries to move the buyer faster than their awareness is ready for. Hesitation feels like resistance instead of information. And sellers start interpreting not yet, well, as never, right? It's where the strategies will then turn into that manipulative feel, even when that was never the intention. Because the urgency born from fear feels very different than urgency born from truth. Buyers sense that. We sense it seeping without really, like without, you know, being able to like stop it, right? It just feels like it's oozing. The tightness before the launch, the aversion to going live, the sense of bracing instead of inviting. The feeling of more, 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 quicker, quicker, quicker. Oh my God, I'm so drained now. Oh, I'm tired. I just can't keep doing this anymore. It's not that you're bad at marketing. It's not you're bad at selling. It's signs that the system you're using isn't matching the level of awareness you have. It's why so many people feel that urge to just, you know, burn it all down or just give up, or maybe it's just not going to make it anymore, or I have to, you know, keep try. It's those driving choices. when a seller's intent and a buyer's reality aren't in conversation with each other. There's no tactic in the world that's going to fit the gap. And it's not changing nieces, changing audiences, any of that other stuff, right? If we zoom out and we look at this honestly, the friction people feel in selling, it's not tactics at all. Not copy. It's not launches. It's not offers. It lives in the space between the buyer and the seller. Friction is showing up when buyer awareness evolves, but the selling structures that we're using and the marketing processes involved are relying on, they haven't caught up with the awareness evolution, right? When sellers are more conscious than the strategies they're using, when buyers are more discerning than the messages that are going out, when pressure is trying to do the job that clarity should have always been doing, it's where the feeling's off and, you know, the results show, right? It comes in with the trickle, with the launches, with the lack of. Noticing it's not the end goal, right? It's step one, okay? Because awareness isn't meant to keep you in observation mode forever. It's meant to inform action. So instead of asking what's the right strategy right now, more useful questions become, what am I actually trying to support here? What does my buyer need to feel safe to decide? What does my business need to feel sustainable? And do those actions that I'm considering or that I'm already doing, do they match with my true intentions? That's how you stop accidentally copying and pasting, right? Approaches that don't fit. That's how we get out of just like noticing loops and awareness and into that informed action. It's not rejecting every single structure or definitely not swinging to the extreme opposite. It's by consciously choosing. Choose the pace that you need to go instead of feeling like you are constantly acting out of pressure, right? And it's choosing structures that will support the trust instead of trying to bypass it or just be louder or just be trendier or just be this or that. When buyers and sellers meet each other from this aligned place, not as roles, not as opposing sides, but as humans, navigating a decision, selling stops feeling adversarial, right? It can become collaborative. It's why I put the last episodes in this episode in the order that I did. So that way it wouldn't feel like a new formula and not to like say, oh, you must do this next, but to help you see what's actually happening. So whatever you choose to do from here, it is intentional, not inherited. So you have the context, the history, the relational clarity of what's going on and why, right? Because from here, the next move you make in your messaging, in your offers, in your launching, you can come from alignment instead of reaction, right? So that way it actually does feel like, oh, wow, I'm in charge. This is clean. It's like no matter what happens from here, I feel good about what I'm doing to go into it. It's not more noise. It's not more tactics, right? It's just clearer seeing for clearer action. And that's what we're going for. And this is a message that it started off as just one. And I was like, hang on, this needs more space. So it kind of went through and it tied so well with Gloria's episode that I was like, yeah, I was like, this is all going to go together, right? So this one's a bit short and sweet to try to kind of tie it all up. And as always, let me know your responses. Send me a DM on Instagram. You know, put in a question or comment into the AMA box, right? Let's keep this an open dialogue. I want to know what it's like for you as you're going through this and as you're hearing this, okay? So until next time, be well and have some fun. Thank you for joining me here on Digital Business Your Way. Be sure to check out the show notes for all the links mentioned today. And while you're there, I'd love for you to rate and review the show. And if you have a topic or question you want me to answer, I want to hear it. Head to tracypatterson.com/AMA and ask me anything about business. If I don't know it, I'll bring it up with one of my guests. And until next week, be well and have some fun.